part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
This is, I don't think we even said it last time, did we? Episode 67, part 2.
67, part 2, John.
Did we say 67, part 1 on the last?
I think we did, but I'm not sure.
Well, Rick and his doctor, Dr. George, have left the building.
And Rick seems to be doing well after his angioplasty to remove 95% blockage.
And he showed me his bruised ball, which was quite disgusting, I might say.
I would think so. How did that conversation go? Hey, John, I want to show you my bruise.
No, I was walking out the door here of my studio into your studio.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing in the doorway, like as if
tonight?
To not let me get through.
Just tonight.
And he unzips his pants and pulls them down.
Just tonight.
And shows me one of his gnars.
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Where the hell
right
was
here.
I?
You were in there jotting shit down.
Oh, I'm jotting shit down, and he's whipping it out in there.
Well, he promised to show us at the Spasmatic show, and he never got a chance to. And tonight he showed me, and it is a pretty big, ginormous bruise that goes from almost his hip into his groin, all the way down halfway between his knee and his groin. A big purple bruise, and it encompasses the right side of his sack.
His bullocks.
And what is that saying? The drapes match the carpet?
Okay, so you've seen Rick's guitars and his balls.
And his one ball.
I haven't seen either. What's going on here?
You know, it's seniority. That's all. I'm not going to brag about it. You know, I mean, to see his guitar and one nut. Okay?
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, yeah, after that craziness, it's now what time? 5 to 10. We have two more sets to do, or bits, or what do we call them?
Parts. Parts of episodes. Even though
parts.
We call it the heavy metal episode, when it's really the part three.
Heavy metal part three.
It's not
that
an episode
sound right.
At all.
Sounds better, heavy
right.
metal episode. But
right.
We were so goddamn drunk when we said it that it stuck. I got to tell you. Today, I was surfing around on YouTube. You ever do that?
No, I've never surfed on YouTube, but a lot of surfing that I do winds up on YouTube. Like, people take the YouTube and they link it in their site.
Right.
So I see a lot of YouTube.
There is some cool shit on YouTube. Like, one day, I'm going through there, and I don't know what I was looking for something, and it leads you to something else, and then you get caught in this chain or web of discovery of whatever it is. And I wound up seeing people getting punched in the face and knocked out. Video. I mean, like, people going, dude, okay, hit me as hard as you can. Okay. All right, dude, for real, I'm going to do it. All right, do it. And just punches a guy in the face and he's out cold. And then two homies, like, going at it, a guy yelling at another guy in a car. And I think this one was kind of a camera phone, and one guy's just like, come on, man, you want a piece of me? Yeah, whatever, you ain't no man. And he's holding his balls, you know, like they do. And the guy gets out, and he haymakers the other guy, the guy who's talking smack.
And holding his balls.
And puts him out cold and then just starts, like, wailing on him, throwing fists on the guy just brutally.
I saw a good one where these two rednecks, some BMW cut him off. And so they go after him, and the passenger of the redneck car is filming the whole thing. So the driver's going off on this guy, and he's got this chick with him in this BMW. And he's calling her a whore and all these things and telling the guy he's a pussy and pull over, I'm going to kick your fucking ass. So they pull over, and the guy in the BMW gets out, and he like holds a gun to the other guy's head.
Oh, what?
Have you ever seen that?
No.
And he's like, yeah, how about this, you fucking asshole, huh?
Oh, my God.
Hey, man,
God.
We were just fucking around, man. Oh. Yeah, give me the fucking camera, cocksucker.
Oh, my God.
And he takes the camera. And then he posts it on YouTube.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ. I've never seen that one. That's just violent.
Well, the thing, I've never browsed YouTube, but just browsing the web, there's so much video content now. What's going to happen to TV?
Yeah, right.
I can still see an audience that wants to go to a movie or see a movie for an hour and a half or 2 hours. But between YouTube and TV.
Right.
Because TV, you're still, you can't demand what you want to see. You got to surf and find if there's anything worth watching.
Yeah.
With YouTube, you can find exactly
anything.
What you want to watch.
Bam.
Whatever it is, and it's there.
And I was doing something today, looking something up, and I found this fucking juggler. I don't know why. I wasn't looking up jugglers or, you know, I might have typed in Penn Jillette. And then I got to juggling, and this guy was doing a thing called the Chris Bliss Diss. And Chris Bliss does some juggling act to a Beatles song in his show, I guess, in Vegas. And he does it with three balls. This guy did it with five balls, and it was fucking unbelievable. So if you can find it, it's called the Chris Bliss Diss. D-I-S-S. Chris Bliss, D-I-S-S.
Diss, baby.
And Bliss, B-L-I-S-S. But Chris, C-H-R-I-S. And it's really cool. This guy, and then it links to like the some sort of juggling convention. And there's picture movies of the 2005 juggling convention. And the fucking shit these people do is unbelievable. The way they juggle. They do some stuff with juggling that it's almost an optical illusion. You know when they do those bowling pin juggling? The pins?
Right, right.
This one guy's juggling, and he's throwing them under his legs and over his shoulder and catching them. And then they usually just juggle where it flips the pin like once. Then he was spinning it so it spun three times each pin as he caught it. And then he threw them up so they were perfectly flat, so they had no spin at all. And then he'd go back to spinning them. It was like surreal, like it was fake. And then I got into the Chris Angel shit. You know that guy?
Oh, I've seen a lot
magician.
Of Chris Angel shit, where he walked across the water.
Yeah.
And he's cut himself in half.
Pulled the chick in half in the middle of the park. You ever see that
No,
one?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, that gave me the fucking willies today. He's just hanging out in this park, and he picks a, you know, there's a bunch of people standing around, some chicks, and there's a park bench. It's just a flat park bench, and he asks this chick to lay down on it, and she says, oh, you're too short, grabs another one. She lays on it and has two other girls on the other side, either side of this girl laying on it, and has the girl on one side at the chick who's laying down her head, has her hold her hands and pull while the other chick pulls the girl laying down her legs. And he does this thing on her stomach, and he says, okay, pull, pull, pull. And they pull, and they pull her in half. And the half with the legs stands straight up, and the feet are moving. The other half of the body, that's just arms and torso, starts running away.
How can arms and torso run? No, oh, the girl.
The girl.
Not it's the not, arms and
no,
torso.
Arms and torso.
The girl.
And the girl. Okay. Half a girl. Running away. She's like, and the other chicks are scattering. Running. Oh, it creeped me the shit out because the camera like does all the shaky stuff. Like the camera's freaking out. And I was like, holy shit. And then the wife's like, you got to take our son to practice now, our football game. All right. So I spent a good part of the morning when I was supposed to be gathering you know, getting the show ready, doing show prep. Fucking
you're surfing on YouTube.
Yeah, you have a short attention span.
Well, here's the thing that I noticed in when I do watch video on the web, it has to in 30 seconds. It has to grab
bam,
me.
Grab you right
away. If it doesn't, I'm on to the next one. Also, I've been thinking about videos that we can put together, not necessarily for the show, but put together that maybe would become these most viewed videos.
Right.
Some ideas for that may bring some traffic back to us, which we can talk about, you know, off air. I don't want to give any trade secrets away, of course. I think it's an excellent opportunity, YouTube, to get your 15 minutes of fame, or even more. You know, depending on how well and how consistent you can put out a quality video.
Yeah, there's some talented stuff. I found I think he's one of our friends on MySpace, and I clicked on him, and he is doing some videos where he was going to the Scientology Center in California and videotaping it. And he videotaped. And they asked him to leave in the front of it. So he goes around to the back, and he's shooting through these bars. And the security guard shows up and starts taking pictures of him, photographs, with a regular camera. And he's talking to him, and they're developing this dialogue. And he's asking the guard, why are you taking pictures of me? I don't know. Why are you taking pictures of me? Well, why are you trying to take pictures of my face behind this camera? I don't know. I'm just taking pictures. Why are you taking pictures? And they're going back and forth. And the kid who's got the video camera is trying to get, you know, some sort of meaningful dialogue out of this Scientologist.
And he's using the Socratic method.
Socratic method, yeah. And he's just dicking around, and he's harassing this guy and wanting to know why he's videotaping. And he says, I'm interested in Scientology. I'm doing a project for my school. Which school? What school do you go to?
Which school do you want me to go to?
Yeah, any school you want. I go to the School of Scientology. There's some good shit on there, though.
But the thing about YouTube and what's cool about it is, like you said, they provide those links. So if you're searching for something, they'll give you a video, and then they provide a bunch of related types of videos. But sometimes that algorithm is way off. Like, I get something I want to see, and then the related videos are nothing that I'm interested in. Nothing close to what I'm interested in.
I was looking up Cavaliers DCI, Drum Corps International, and I got a lot of Chevy Cavaliers, the car.
Hmm.
And I was looking for Drum and Bugle Corps Cavaliers.
All right, John.
And I got the Cavaliers basketball team, too.
So afterwards, remind me to tell you some of my YouTube video ideas, and let's move on to comments.
All right, then.
Because we always do read comments.
That's right.
As part of the show. Because we like to give back to the fans.
That's right, Scott.
Hey, we haven't mentioned Punky yet. What's up with that?
What? What do you want to mention him for?
We usually mention them.
We will, I'm sure.
I can't think of anything. Oh, I know. They got fired. They got
you fired.
They told them to leave the radio.
Another announcement that they want to make at a better time.
At a better time.
It all happened.
I'm wondering if they got fired because of the podcasting, because the podcasting seemed to be bigger than the radio show.
Could be.
Did somebody get bent out of shape about that?
I doubt it.
And come on, let's envision the future here, folks, okay?
They probably wanted to put a real radio show on the air. Fucked up hillbillies from Mansfield. I'm kidding.
Of course.
All right, well, let's on to comments. Says here, give God a TVR. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear AKC TTN, Matthew 13:43. Another great show, guys. Loved episode 66 this week. God's appearance on part two was a blessing. Keep on bashing and keep it hard. Try a TVR, you pussies.
TVR, John, you want to tell me what that is?
It's from TVR? John T. That is a Tequila, vodka, and Red Bull.
Tequila, vodka, and Red Bull. Yeah. And you said you were going to have that worked out tonight.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do it in front of Rick, you know.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, so maybe next
week. Start pounding
maybe
Red Bulls
week.
In front of him.
Right. You know, because he's got to stick with the red wine.
Yeah, he might blow a stent or something.
A stent.
Yeah. This one says, enjoyed your guest, that being God, of course. It was so inspiring to hear his voice. Laugh out loud. Great podcasts all the time. You two should be fucking proud of yourselves. I enjoy the BS. Have a great month. TTN rocks. And that's from Bondage Kitty, Scott.
Bondage Kitty,
yeah.
Scott?
No, Bondage Kitty,
Kitty, Scott?
Bondage Kitty, Scott.
Comma, Scott.
Come on. What the... Yeah, that's
well,
comedy
and what
right
they're
there.
Referring to is we did have God last episode,
God.
Episode 66, part 2.
66, part
God
2.
God showed
that's
up,
right.
And I told some Bible stories, and he provided some background to those stories, and also some narration. Now, just like the W, God talks to me, John.
Right.
And after the show, God talked to me, and he said, I'd
Even
like to come back.
It doesn't exist.
I'd like to come back next week. Don't you blaspheme. And I'd like to tell you my favorite Bible stories.
Blaspheme.
So we're expecting God, and sometime in part 2 or part 3 tonight, he should show up again.
All right, well, this is Boners McGee. What's up, thugs? Just dropping my September vote for my favorite podcast. Oh, and I agree with Scotters. That NLO is a terrible podcast, and I was... Also sick of seeing that dude's fat ass head on the front page of this here site. That was
fucking A, John.
Submitted by Matt Cleary, 85.
No doubt, Matt Cleary. You the man.
No
the
doubt.
Man.
What the fuck? You guys in the top 10 on Podcast Alley, I think you meant to write, you guys aren't in the top 10 on Podcast
well,
Alley.
Well, if you put an apostrophe in it, it ignores that and lops off the next letter.
Oh, okay. I get it. Okay. That shit ain't right. Just wanted to say thanks to you guys for streaming such high quality right into my lovely British little British lug holes. And if Scott doesn't give me a top quality accent on that one, I'm go dot dot dot.
Oh, he got censored.
I hate that.
And I was apparently supposed to read that comment. Nice prep work there, John.
Oh, you were?
Producer
you
of
know?
The year. Because he said in the end of the comment, you don't even pay attention
and
when you
Scott
talk, do you?
Doesn't give me a top quality accent on that one. I'm go... On what one?
My assumption is he's saying that I am inferring... That he wanted me to read that comment.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You want it? I'll give it to you.
Maybe next week, John.
All right. Well, that's from Joseph Beaver. this one here is from Paul GB. This is off of MySpace, Scott. The Lord has spoken to me through my iPod. Sound familiar? The next thing you know, I'll be invading a country in the Middle East. Hey, John and Scott, you fucking septics. The show is awesome. Keep fighting the regime, man. Laters, Paul. P.S. There's nothing wrong with my teeth. And he showed a picture of his teeth. You got to go see it on MySpace.
I will.
They're pretty gnarly.
I'm going to go see it.
Check it out.
Sweet.
This one here's from Tom. It says, just commenting to tell you what's fucked with Australian media and government. First of all, media. Biggest story of the week, Steve Irwin died from stingray stinging to the heart. Most repeated part of the story, this story has been shown in America because our media has its head up America's asses. Secondly, government. Prime Minister. Look like Elmer Fluff.
I fuck it up.
Prime Minister looks like Elmer Fudd for Looney Tunes and wants the W's body. Treasurer, nobody likes him because he complains too much and he has no lips. Leader of the opposition described watching the birth of his child as being locked in a room with a feral cat. Well, that's all I've got to say. You should get Phil to do a couple of stories from Australia.
I think Phil does include stories from Australia when they're available.
And this is just for Patrick right here from NLO. Crikey! All right, that's my Steve Irwin impression.
Crikey!
Yeah, he says if I hear one more fucking crikey Steve Irwin impression, I'm going to do something.
What do you think about Steve Irwin passing away there, John?
Yeah, what the hell? He had it coming to him.
He did have it coming.
What are you going to say, man? Today I watched a special. Now, I feel really bad for his dad and him because they were really good.
What about his wife and his kids?
Wife and kids, too. I mean, but today I watched something about his dad and himself because before he had a wife and kids, he had that relationship. And they were capturing crocs together, and his dad said, whenever I go out on one of these hunts, you know, to get a croc, because they would take them and transport them to the zoo or to a place where they'd be safe or whatever, you know, because they were attacking people or whatever it was. And he said, the only person I want with me is my son, Steve, because, you know, he just knows what to do. And they show this whole thing. And he's fucking around and not paying attention. And the crocodile bit him right on the ankle. Killed me.
I don't know much about Steve Irwin. I did see maybe 10 and 5 minutes of the show here and there.
My kids love his show.
Oh, definitely. He was a personality, larger than life. But if you look at, from my perspective, I don't know about what he did environmentally as far as like what you were just talking about. Grabbing crocs and moving them to other areas so they'd be safe or whatever. Maybe they invaded populous areas and that was his job, moving them.
Yeah, he did
stupid stuff. When he was on TV, all he did was provoke these animals so that we could see animals pissed off. Here, I'm going to... Crikey, I'm going to jab this stick up his anal canal and see how he responds. Crikey.
Here, watch this. Charlie, come out of the... Oh, boy, he's angry. Look at his chompers there. Oh, boy, he's bloody angry. Just look at him. If he'd have got really pissed off right now, he'd have bit my jugular out. Cheese fries, please.
So his whole TV show was
pissing.
Agitating wildlife. That was it. Which was entertaining. That was entertainment.
He had an epiphany that he was going to die in the ocean.
Really?
Yeah, he said the only place that he had no control was the ocean. On land, he had his feet and his wits, and he could, you know, he knew his surroundings. He could run up a tree, he could run away, he could jump over a fence. In the ocean, there's nowhere to go.
Well, the one thing that
he's
really...
definitely in somebody else's element.
That really bothered me is when he brought his infant son?
Oh,
he's holding his infant whatever in one arm, who has no...
dangling it over the crocodile's head.
No foot speed, no whatever. It's just completely helpless. And he's poking a stick at a crocodile. I mean, I thought that was... For me, that I stopped watching him after that. I mean, that was completely insane. And he came on and he said, oh, no, I'm in total control. Crikey. But BS, what if the guy had a heart attack like Rick or a stroke and he falls over and his kid's like walling around?
Yeah.
It's over. It's done.
Yeah, done. That's just a freaking... in the snack.
I thought that was irresponsible.
Well, today, the thing I was watching today was nothing about, like, it was all behind-the-scenes shit. And they show him, like, cutting the grass around the lagoon at the zoo. And the fucking crocodile jumps out and grabs the lawnmower. Pulls it into the water. And his fucking assistant is over there fishing it out of the water. There you go. Yeah, pull it out just like that. He's not going in there. The fucking assistant is dragging the lawnmower out of the water. And then they had like an overhead camera on a boom, and the thing snapped back and snatched a $10,000 camera right off the boom and made sure it was dead. It was pretty funny,
but
actually.
But what about the odds of the stingray barb, or whatever they call it,
getting right to the heart?
Right through his heart. I mean, what are the frickin' odds of that? That's like astronomical.
I know.
There's only been four or five reported stingray deaths in the past 100 years or something ridiculous like that.
You remember that guy I told you about who was in the Marines who went AWOL and he shot the chick's window out? Well, while he was in Florida on a pier, he was fishing, and he caught a stingray, and he pulled it up out of the water, and it flipped up in the air and stabbed him right in the thigh.
Ooh.
And the barb stuck in, and he's screaming, "It got me! It got me!" And it's flapping around on his leg. And his brother-in-law had to run down there with a pair of like wire cutters and snip the stinger off, and this like bony stinger is sticking out of his thigh. And he had to walk to the car. They had to take him to the hospital and have it surgically removed because it has these like little barbs that pop out and they lodge themselves in there. And there's you can't pull it out, man.
Can't pull it
out. Can't pull it out. But the funniest thing is
whip it out.
Him telling me and showing me the scar and telling me how he's screaming like a chick on the thing. It got me! Flopping around on his leg. Anyway.
So would you watch the video if it was available?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you'd want everybody to watch it.
Sure, why
don't
not?
Don't you think? I think you'd want everybody to watch it. It's kind of a... that's the way he was, man. He was into all that shit. And if that's the way he was going to go, that's... Why not?
No doubt,
that's the
John.
Way to go.
That's an excellent segue into celebrity news, John.
I still have some more comments, though, Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I really wanted to get to this one, if that's okay. This one here is, remember Amber?
Amber, yeah. She was a Punky fan.
That's right.
She came to meet Pauly B
that's
at
right.
Someplace we were at downtown.
Oh, she was a TTN fan, too.
Oh, was she?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely, and she was digging on you, man, I think.
Of course, who wouldn't?
She obviously was a TTN fan because she decided to write us from on the MySpace account. She wrote, "My drunken recollection." Of course, I got to fuck it up already. I've read it like 30 times. "My drunken recollection from when I met you guys at the Ginger Man was of complaining that your show is too friggin' long. I need to take that back. This week's long ass show was the funniest one I've ever heard yet. Judging by the tears running down my face while Scott interrogated God, awesome."
Whoa.
So that concludes comments.
That's outstanding. Well, that's an excellent segue into celebrity news, Chuck.
Again.
Isn't it? Gibson apologizes to arresting officers. Disgraced Hollywood star Mel Gibson has finally said sorry to the three police officers he insulted when arrested for drunk driving 2 months ago.
Leave him alone. Well,
the Passion of the Christ actor? Was he in that movie? He wasn't in that movie, was he? The Passion of the Christ actor? He was the director.
The only thing he did in that movie was whip Jesus.
Oh, he was in it?
No.
No?
All you saw was his hand and the whip going across Jesus' back. That's the only thing he did.
Well, get what he did here. He sent the female officer a $500 bouquet with this note expressing sincere apologies. And he invited
hey,
her
sugar tits.
And her male colleagues to the premiere of his new movie, Apocalypto. Gibson launched... Oh, yeah, that's the one he called Sugar Tits.
Right.
"I'll buy her off with a $500 bouquet." Gibson launched a blistering volley of abuse.
You know they're loving that, though.
Against the woman when escorted to his cell, calling her sugar tits, and subjecting me, who is Jewish, to an anti-Semitic tirade when pulled over in his vehicle. A colleague of the unnamed field officer says, James Me, says, Mel has sent her the biggest bunch of flowers she's ever seen with a note. She was quite touched, and I'm sure that the two arresting officers will take him up on his invitation.
Oh.
So $500 avoids a massive lawsuit for calling him sugar tits.
You got to remember that.
No doubt. And we got to remember it. Oh, we were talking about Mark Carr.
Right.
And how he came up with, he was in trouble in Thailand, and he said, I was JonBenet. Here's what we need to remember, John. If we get arrested in some country and we're in trouble, we just say, yeah, I was the one who killed Nicole Simpson.
They won't care. It's got to be a kid.
It's got to be a kid.
Yeah, they don't care about adults. Oh, good. Yeah, okay.
Wait a minute. And Ron Goldman. It was me. I did it. You got to send me back to the States. OJ's found his killer.
Bill Maher had a picture of John Carr. Mike, what's his name? Mark Carr? Mark John Carr?
Mark something Carr.
He had a picture of him on, like, New Rules. And the picture of him was, this is the only time I'd ever say this to John Carr. Hey, dude, pull your pants down. He's a picture of him with his pants pulled up to, like, his nipples.
Like a Bill Murray tie?
Yeah. And then the next picture he showed was, Grumley. What's his name? The character from Saturday Night Live.
Todd.
Not Todd.
Todd.
The one that was played by Martin Short.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch Saturday Night Live after that.
Oh, okay.
After like 1979, I stopped watching.
Right.
Todd, come on! Now get this. I've always been a big fan of Brad Pitt. I don't understand the Angelina Jolie thing, but I'm still a big fan of Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Very attractive young man. Anyway, get this story. This is the genius of Brad Pitt.
He's pretty pocked-faced, though, isn't
Brad
he?
Pitt, I'll marry when everyone can. Get this, John.
What does that mean?
Brad Pitt, ever the social activist, says he won't be marrying Angelina Jolie until the restrictions on who can marry whom are dropped.
Wow.
Angie and I will consider tying the knot when everyone else in the country who wants to be married is legally able.
Oh, fuck.
The 42-year-old actor.
If I'd have known that line fucking 16 years ago, or what the fuck? He's a genius, man.
That is genius.
Oh, my God. If I'd have known that like 12 years ago. Sorry, honey. When every man can get married.
To another man or goat. Or whatever, legally, then we'll get married.
Because it's just not right. I'm a humanitarian.
That is so kick-ass, and it plays right into her...
Vagina. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know about that. Her way of thinking.
Right.
The humanitarian. What can she say to that?
That's
She's got to say,
that's
great. All right, Brad, thanks.
That's goddamn genius, Brad. He's my
no
new hero.
No doubt.
He is my new
In our
hero.
Last celebrity news, John, Jessica Simpson fires her publicist. And I got to tell you, I think this is a mistake. Because the only reason Jessica Simpson has a career is because of Nick Lachey and her publicist.
Nick Lachey.
Whatever.
Oh, I don't know what
my wife wants to get tickets to go see that concert that's at the Rosemont Theater.
She just loves to torture you, doesn't she?
So I haven't posted on the forum yet until I see Nick Lachey, so I could put that in my post of all the live acts I've seen.
Oh, live
concerts.
I forgot the live concert of that I went to with you. Your wife didn't make it. Me and my lovely wife and you. The Christmas concert we went to together.
All right, the Christmas concert.
Yes, it was very lovely.
That was the Boston Pops.
Right, I didn't list that one.
I didn't miss
that one. Did you see how many fucking concerts I've been to?
It was
legitimate.
A lot.
Legitimate.
What are they not legitimate?
No,
would you make stuff up?
Well, I've seen Catheter.
I've seen Catheter, a Kangaroo Court.
X-Side.
I've seen that.
Mine would go down the whole page, man, if I added those.
What was the group you were in that Dan and I went to see in Sandwich, Illinois? What was that with Marty?
Shattered Glass.
Right. I've seen them. Yeah.
I've been in quite a few bands.
Pop star Jessica Simpson has fired her longtime publicist, Bob Shooter. After last week's debacle, John, surrounding her supposed relationship with John Mayer. Both People and U.S. Weekly magazines ran cover stories suggesting the pair were dating, and people even quoted Simpson as saying, "I'm in love," according to news website. Reports began surfacing this week that Mayer was furious with the coverage and felt used by Simpson to help boost album sales. Simpson appeared on U.S. talk show The View Thursday, where she desperately tried to do some damage control, stating, "I am actually not dating John Mayer."
Really?
Right.
Wow.
So, obviously, the publicist doing everything she can to keep Jessica Simpson on magazines, in the paper, to sell her stupid-ass album. And what does Simpson do? She goes and fires her publicist.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise should hire this publicist because she knows what she's doing. Or he does. Rob Shooter. We should hire him, John, for TTN. He'd get us in the news.
We got a nice post from the Word Whore.
What did she say?
Did I tell you that?
You didn't, know.
That listening to the God episode.
Yeah.
She was laughing forever.
So she's still laughing?
Till she had tears, yeah. She teared up. She was laughing so hard. As was Amber.
And I teared up.
And I found out that Spenny on our forum is a chick.
Spenny's a chick?
Yeah, I didn't know that. And I said, "Hey, dude." And then she said somewhere on the thread there, like, "Look here." And I clicked there, and it went right to the MySpace account, and she's a chick that's dating some dude. She had some pictures and stuff.
She's a chick. That's a little redundant, isn't it, John? She's a chick.
Aren't we redundant as a podcast?
I don't know. Are we?
According to Hitman, we are.
Oh, really? Hitman says we're redundant.
Because there's 12,000 others that do it just like this, man. No, all I'm right, just then. Sensitive. I'm just very sensitive.
You are very sensitive.
So are you, man.
No way.
Yeah, you liar.
What are you talking about?
You're lying.
Nothing bothers me.
Oh, my God. Give me a break.
I eliminated stress from my life except when I'm driving in a car.
That's
the only
that?
Time I have stress.
How'd you eliminate it?
I don't know, and I'm working on the driving part. I'm working on not being stressful when I drive.
There's no way.
Way, John.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
See?
You're right.
Right there. You're stressed out.
I am. I'm totally stressed.
I stressed you right there.
All right, moving on to science news, John. Hordes of horny men will wreak havoc across
much
of the world.
We got 2 minutes.
Hordes of horny men.
Hordes.
Will wreak havoc across much of the world. Do you know why, John?
No.
Key reason, systematic abortion of female fetuses.
What?
Current result, an estimated 80 million missing females in India and China alone, plus imbalances elsewhere in Asia and North America. Future result, 12 to 15% more men than women in parts of the world over the next 2 decades.
Wow.
Implications, John, implications. The growing number of young men with the lack of family prospects, will have little outlet for sexual energy.
Wow.
Number two, this trend will lead to increased levels of antisocial behavior and violence. Number three, when single young men congregate, the potential for more organized aggression is likely to increase substantially. And this has worrying implications for organized crime and terrorism.
Homosexuality.
Approved conclusion. Couples aborted girls because they mistakenly thought one sex was inferior. And how goddamn stupid is that? Whatever, because of culture or tradition. So there's going to be an increased... Well, what? A decrease. Is that right? A decrease? That doesn't sound right. A decrease of women in the next couple of decades, John. Worldwide. There's going to be 12 to 15% more men.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Where? Not here.
Well, in China and India.
China, yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? Well, the Chinese and the Indians will come over here. And then there will be a decrease here.
No.
Why not?
Why would there be?
I don't know.
You think they'll come here?
Why wouldn't they? I would come here. This is the greatest country ever. Even though we got the W in charge.
That's what cracks me up. Everybody hates our freedom so much that they keep
coming here.
We have an immigration problem. So I don't understand that fucking argument at all. Yeah, man, they want to kill us because they hate our freedom. And you know what? I'm against all that immigration shit that's going on. There's too many people coming into this country. Okay, on the one hand, people are trying to kill us because they hate our freedom. But on the other hand, you're pissed because too many people are coming into this country because they love the freedom.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't get it.
That's fucked.
I don't get it.
All right, man, our last science story tonight. Tall people are smarter than short people, John.
What?
According to an analysis of two studies.
You wrote that yourself.
The data shows that tall people make more money than short people. I don't know what that has to do with smarter. Previous explanations. One, our bias for taller people makes us pay them more. Two, our bias for taller kids gives them more self-esteem, which helps them succeed. Three, taller kids are healthier, which helps them succeed. New explanation, kids who will grow up to be tall are smarter than kids who grow up to be short. Key evidence, as early as age 3, before schooling has had a chance to play a role, and throughout childhood, taller children perform significantly better on cognitive tests. And here's the approved reaction. Another blow against egalitarian correctness.
And you're pretty tall.
This is just the kind of Ayn Rand garbage you'd expect from two Princeton economists who are 4 inches above average height. So it's all biased.
Ayn Rand.
Based on the data, John. The datum.
Based on how you twist it.
And that's up. That is all for science news. I do have one last story. And we're talking about how great America is.
Yeah.
And how everybody's coming here.
Right.
And how we have an immigration problem because it's so goddamn great. But on the other hand, you said they want to kill us because of our freedoms, John. Because our freedoms.
They hate it.
Yeah, they hate our freedom, John.
Hate our freedom.
Get this story, John.
Yeah.
Saudi religious cops ban dog and cat sales. Okay?
What?
This is happening in Saudi Arabia.
All right.
Saudi Arabia's religious police, they have religious police right there. That's the wax of stupidity. Religious police.
The clerical cops.
What do you do for I'm a religious police.
I am a clerical cop. Just like in, what was that movie?
I'm as Islamist fascist fuzz.
In that movie, Equilibrium.
There you go.
The clerics.
This is what it is. Religious police, normally tasked with chiding women to cover themselves and ensuring men attend mosque prayers, are turning to a new target, dogs and cats. But here's the deal. If I'm in Saudi Arabia and I'm walking around and some guy's hassling me to go pray to Muhammad,
I'm going to shoot him in the face.
I'm going to move. I'm going to move to America. Get the fuck away from me. You religious cop.
You freak.
And chiding women to cover themselves. What a bunch of crap.
What a bunch of homos.
The police have issued a decree banning the sales of pets, seen as a sign of Western influence. The prohibition on dogs may be less of a surprise since conservative Muslims dispute dogs as unclean. They have discussions about whether dogs are clean or not. And I think that comes down to eating feces, doesn't it, John?
That's a dirty dog.
Because pigs eat feces, so they're dirty.
Yeah.
I have a dog. He used to eat his feces. He got over it. Does that make him dirty? I don't know. But the cat ban befuddled many, since Islamic tradition holds that the Prophet Muhammad loved cats, John.
Oh.
And even let a cat drink from his ablutions water before washing himself for prayers. Okay, so they got to pray like 5 times a day. Not only that, they got to wash before they pray. Forget that.
And a cat's been licking his balls and the hair, and he coughs up a hairball into your holy water.
That's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of crap. The prohibition, I'm sorry, the religious police, John, known as the Matawa, have the role of enforcing Saudi Arabia's strict Islamic code. Its members prowl streets and malls, ensuring unmarried men and women do not mix.
Wow.
confronting women they feel are not properly covered or urging men to go to prayers.
And that's Saudi Arabia, right?
That's Saudi Arabia. That's one of our buddies, John.
Oh, yeah. The one you see Bush holding hands with and
holding hands, kissing them. Who knows what goes on behind the doors, John? But the government also gives the matwa wide leeway to enforce any rule they deem necessary to uphold the social order. So it's up to them.
Yeah.
Whatever they feel they don't like, you're fucked. I would move out of there so goddamn fast.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about human rights. Talk about civil fucking rights, which the W goes on and on about.
Right.
And one of our best buddies, according to the U.S., is Saudi Arabia, where you can't even frickin' have a dog anymore.
Or a cat. Which I would just microwave.
Because the religious police don't like it. And you better get to prayer, yeah. John.
No doubt.
What a bunch of crap.
All right, that's all the time we have for this part, Scott, part two.
Yes, John.
We have to carry on to part three.
Of course.
Take a little break. Wash our nuts and have something to drink.
Wash the bits,
take a piss, do whatever we got to do. We'll be back with part three, the heavy metal episode. Right?
Right.
Back in a minute.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.